أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن إلياس لمن المرسلين. In the previous ayats we read of the third mention of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the surat, and that was about Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. After, from the progeny of Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, came Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam. After Harun alayhi salam was Yusha alayhi salam, and after him was Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam. Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam came after the time of Musa alayhi salam and before the time of Yahya and Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala says, wa inna Ilyas lamin al mursaleen, or tahqiq Ilyas he rasulume, and undoubtedly Ilyas alayhi salam was also from amongst the messengers, the rasuls which Allah Ta'ala has did send. And Allah reminds us of his efforts that he had made. إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. جب اس نے کہا اپنے قوم کو کیا تم کو ڈر نہیں. Don't you fear Allah? You are worshipping the idols. He was sent to a place which was called as Baal, which was to the west of Damascus, and there the people had made a very, very big idol, and they had known, called this idol Baal. So he was sent to this people to turn them away from idol worship and to come to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. أَتَدْعُونَ بَعْلًا وَتَذَرُونَ أَحْسَنَ الْخَالِقِينَ. کیا تم پکارتے ہو بعل کو اور چھوڑتے ہو بہتر بنانے والے کو. What do you call and make dua and worship this idol Baal, this huge idol you have made, and you do not turn and you have given up the best of creators? You don't turn to Allah Ta'ala and you worship this idol Baal. Where have your senses gone? You have made this idol with your own hands, and now you are worshipping this idol. And you can see the idol can do nothing. It cannot, the food you put for the idol, it does not eat it. The mice and flies that eat it, it can't stop them from it. And yet you worship this idol, and you have given up the best of creators, that is Allah Ta'ala. The word khalaq, khaliq, in Arabic comes for two meanings. One is to create from non-existence. That is solely the work of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody else can bring things which are non-existence into existence. But Allah has got his qudrat whenever he wants to. Just by one command, a thing which is not in existence, Allah brings it in existence. In that sense, there is no other one, no other creator. Allah is the only creator. Then you have manufacturers, people who manufacture things. That also in Arabic has been referred to as khalq. And that is the meaning taken here, that the best of makers of things. People make things, they are always faulty. But whatever Allah has made, he has made perfect. So in that sense, Allah is the best of makers. As far as the creator is concerned, Allah is the only creator. There is no other creator besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah Rabbakum wa Rabb Abaikum al-Awwaleen. Jo Allah Rabb Tumhara aur Rabb Tumhare agle baap dadao ka. Allah that is there, he is your Rabb. And Rabb means the one who has created you, brought you into existence. And then he is the one who nourishes and sustains you, maintains you, looks after every need of yours, and to whom you will return finally again. So Allah alone is your Rabb, and the Rabb of your forefathers also. This idol you are worshipping, and you are saying our forefathers used to worship it. Know that even the Rabb of your forefathers is none other than Allah Ta'ala. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ. پھر اس کو جھٹلا دیا. So وہ آنے والے ہیں پکرے ہوئے. Then they falsified and denied and did not accept the teachings of Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam, and they will be all caught and brought in the court of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and they will be taken to task. for not obeying the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, and for doing this great evil and folly of worshipping idols. Illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin. Magar jo bande hai Allah ke chune huye. But the chosen servants of Allah, though those who have sincerity in them. When a person has to make effort for sincerity, and then automatically he will turn to the one Allah. Those who did give up the idol worship and were followed Ilyas alayhi salam, they will be excused of the punishments of the day of Qiyamah. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِلْيَاسِينَ. اور باقی رکھا ہم نے اس پر پیچھلے لوگوں میں کہ سلام ہے الیاس پر. And Allah says that his great efforts, and we appreciate and we reward in such a way that we kept his name alive in the people of latter times also. Yeah, in the Quran Sharif, Allah kept his name alive. Whoever reads Quran and makes khatam, in every taraweeh, his name will have to be taken, and not only taken, but together with that in the Quran, Salamun ala Ilyasin, the peace of Allah be upon Ilyas. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Hum yu deete hai badla neki karne walo ko. In this way we reward those people who are the doers of good. That is, Allah appreciates very great and rewards also. The akhirat, the rewards will be there. But in this world, Allah has kept the name alive. And kept the name alive in the Quran Sharif. And how many khatams are being made in the world? And in Ramzan Sharif, how many khatams are made? And in namaz, in tarawih, everywhere the name will have to be taken. And together with the name Salamun, also the peace of Allah Ta'ala be upon them. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'mineen. وہ ہے ہمارے ایماندار بندوں میں. He was also amongst those believing servants of mine. So the basic quality for which Allah appreciates is iman. And we must make sure that our iman is always intact. Today there are many other groups that have come out. And the final result of that is they take you out of iman. We must follow the one, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, where our iman will be intact. Otherwise, many people, for example, when you take off the harness of following a mazhab, you are a free thinker now and you don't follow any mazhab. This eventually takes you, as it has been seen with so many people, it takes you out of the fold of Islam, and you take off the harness of Islam also. People like that who want an easy way of life, like the Salafis, 8 rakats of Taraweeh, etc. So all easy things, easily making Zuhr and Asr together, Maghrib and Isha. So it seems very easy. When a person gets used to that, then he wants more easiness, and he goes to what the Shias have got, like muta, temporary marriage, etc. And by that he goes out of the fold of Islam. And this has happened to many, many people. So we should be very careful that our iman remains intact all the time. وَإِنَّ لُوطَ لَّمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The fifth mention of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam is here of Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, or tahqiq Lut hai, Rasulo mein se, that he was also amongst the Rasul, and he was sent to the place of Sodom. And those people were guilty of idol worship also, and together with that of the terrible sin of sodomy, that where a man satisfies himself with man. And this is also a complete wrong and distortion of tafsir, that those people who follow gay things today, like that so-called masjid or church or whatever was opened in Cape Town, they claim that the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, it was involuntarily that they had sex between man and man, that they were forced to, that it was rape. And na'uzubillah, they say nowhere has it come in the Quran that voluntarily, if man and man wants to satisfy themselves, then this is permissible. This these are all distortions, and this is all when a person takes off the harness of taqleed, of following the tafsir and the meaning of the Quran as brought from the people of above. Then a person goes into all these distortions. So these people were guilty of this terrible crime of man satisfying himself with man, and which has today become the rule of the world. Gay marriages, etc., lesbianism, all these things. So these people, Allah reminds us of them. اِتْنَ جَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ جَبْ بَچَا دِيَا هَمْنَ اُسْكُ اور اس کے سارے گھر والوں کو. We have given salvation to Lut alayhi salam and all his family. By his family, those who were religiously his family. Otherwise, his own wife was also supporting the people, or the gay people and the lesbians and them. So she was not saved, she was punished. But those who believed in him and who gave up this terrible sin of sodomy. Illa ajuzan fil ghabirin. Magar ek buriya ke reh gayi, reh jane walo mein. But just this old lady, the wife of Lut alayhi salam, who did not bring iman on him and did not follow his teachings, she was not in his family, and she was left behind and destroyed with the rest of the people. Thumma dammarnal akharin. Phir jhar se ukhard phenka humne dusro ko. Then we destroyed the others from their very roots. So this is what happens when a person disobeys Allah. The punishment of Allah when it goes over the limit in this world, and Allah destroyed them in such a way that they were lifted up on one wing of Jibreel alayhi salam, taken to up into the skies and thrown upside down back onto the earth. Because they did an upside down act, Allah gave them the upside down punishment also, and they were thrown upside down on this earth. وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُسْبِحِينَ اور تم گزرتے ہو ان پر صبح کے وقت. And Allah says, O people of Makkah, don't you take this lesson. You go for your businesses towards Yemen in the south and towards Syria in the north. And when you do, you pass by their ruins. And you see it with your eyes that how these people had flourished in the world. But because they did not believe in Allah and they committed these terrible sins, how we had destroyed them. You see it with your eyes, but yet you don't take a lesson. Just like, unfortunately, we see that these in Saudi Arabia, the people generally, the Salafis, they see with their eyes the qabrs which they dig in Medina Sharif to bury another person, and they find that body 100% intact. And yet then they believe that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body has turned into dust. When an ummati's body is preserved, and they see not only the body, the kafan is like absolutely new. Particularly that of Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. A few times they opened his qabr, and they found each time that his body, his kafan, is completely fresh and just like he was just buried now. But yet they come up with this terrible beliefs that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's body has turned into dust. So these wrong beliefs we must be very careful about. And hidayat is only in the hands of Allah. These people see it, the people of Makkah. Allah say, you see the punishment we had given to the people of Sodom, and yet you don't learn a lesson and you don't correct yourselves. A person must humble himself in front of Allah and beg for hidayat. Otherwise, our brains don't help us, our knowledge don't help us. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. وَبِاللَّيْلِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ اور رات کو بھی پھر کیا نہیں سمجھتے. And you pass thereby at night also. Your journeys are sometimes in the day, sometimes at night. And you see all this. Don't you have any brains? Don't you take a lesson? So we should use our brains which Allah has given, not to build houses and make money and big businesses only, but use it for our iman and for our akhirat. That is the most important. Wa akhiru da'wana.